presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Hour two, an absolute pleasure to be here. I'm Jerry Miller. It's the Jerry Miller Show. It's the best in sports talk radio. We are live for three states and five affiliates here on the Sports Addict Network. Thanks to 4QD Military Academy. Success stories begin here. 4QD Military Academy, 60 minutes left, and I promise the highlights from our interview with Kevin Ogletree from a previous radio show I'm involved with, Wahoo Weekly. Kevin Ogletree gave very honest insight. If you're a Virginia football fan, do not miss this three-minute highlight clip. He talks about what it was like to work with Pete Lalik, what it was like when Pete Lalik was booted from the football team, what that led to him thinking from foregoing the final year of eligibility at Virginia, which he ended up doing, and he also chitter-chatters Greg Brandon, offensive coordinator UVA, newly minted, and what Greg Brandon's impact to Virginia, his arrival at Virginia, did to Kevin Ogletree's decision to leave UVA. Very honest insight from KO. That'll be next segment, but this segment we go to a man who needs very little introduction. His name, Chris Coleman, the newly minted managing editor at TechSideline.com. We read his stuff daily to prepare for this program, and I guess it's safe to say, Chris, that Virginia Tech exercised their demons here. They got that victory over NC State. Not a bad victory for Seth Greenberg and the boys.
Yeah, I always said it was, that victory would come kind of when you least expected it. And with 13 minutes left and you're down by 18 points against a team that's beaten you six straight times, you're pretty much least expecting it then. You know, I mean, that was a great come-from-behind win for Virginia Tech. That was their biggest come-from-behind win in the Seth Greenberg era, coming from 18 down. I believe back in Seth's first year, they came from 16 down in the second half to beat Rutgers, but obviously outdid themselves in the NC State game yesterday. Very, very surprising to me that they were able to come back from that big a margin. You don't see that very often, much less against a team that has your number.
A-plus ammunition from CC, Chris Coleman, managing editor, TechSideline.com. If you would like to ask CC a question, the phone number is 866-356-ESPN. You're going to be live for three states and five affiliates with the managing editor of TechSideline.com. Let me talk about Virginia Tech and where they stack up in this conference. We know North Carolina and Duke, Chris, are respectively 7-2. Clemson, Wake Forest, Florida State, and Virginia Tech, a logjam of four quality teams at 5-3. If you had to do your top five pecking order, I'm sure North Carolina and Duke atop the totem pole, but how do 3, 4, and 5 play out, CC?
Man, that's an excellent question. I think you've got to throw Wake Forest and Clemson in there. And right now I think Clemson's playing better basketball than Wake Forest, even though, you know, Clemson kind of blew that game against Florida State the other day, and Wake Forest beat Clemson head-to-head earlier in the year. I think the Tigers are playing a little better right now, so I'd slide them in there at 3 if I were doing a power rankings, and I'd have Wake Forest in there at 4, and then I'd have Florida State at 5. Florida State is not getting a lot of credit, but Tony Douglas is an excellent player. He's the only player on that team that averages in double figures, but that's a very good team. That's a good basketball team. They have a number of guys who are capable of scoring in double figures on any given night, and they play excellent team defense also. So I would slide Florida State in there at number 5.
Tony Douglas, 20.3 points a game, third of the ACC in scoring. The Seminoles get a signature victory over Oliver Purnell and the Clemson Tigers. I'll throw this to you, Mr. Coleman. Florida State, I look at the Hokie schedule in front of me, and we understand that this current stretch they're in is the stretch where they have to win ball games, Georgia Tech at Maryland, at Virginia, before a five-game stretch that's Florida State at Clemson, Duke, North Carolina at Florida State. I mean, you got two games on the docket against the Noles and Leonard Hamilton. How does Virginia Tech and Florida State, how do the two teams match up against each other?
You know, I think it's going to be a great matchup between Malcolm Delaney and Tony Douglas. I mean, those two guys are they're pretty similar players, I think. I think Delaney's a little better shooter, and, you know, Douglas kind of finds creative ways to score. But, you know, I think that game comes down to Virginia Tech's big three versus Florida State's team defense. You know, like I said, Florida State, they're not going to wow you with a great offensive skill set. But, you know, they got Alibi in the inside. They've got a lot of length. And, you know, overall, you know, next to Duke, I think they're – probably the best team in the ACC defensively.
Open phone lines if you want Chris Coleman answering your questions at 866-356-ESPN. He's kind enough to join us here for three states and five affiliates on the Jerry Miller Show, the best in sports talk radio. Buy or sell, CC, Florida State has the best collection of athletic talent of any basketball team in the ACC.
I sell that. You know, I still think you look at a team like North Carolina and Wake Forest, and I think, you know, if you just want to look at athletic NBA talent, then those are your two best teams. I mean, you look at UNC, and, you know, they've got really fast point guard in Ty Lawson, and you've got Ellington out there, and then Danny Green's a terrific athlete. And then you look at Wake Forest. I mean, Aminu's really coming into his own, I think. He had a terrific game yesterday against Boston College. You know, Jeff Teague's only a sophomore, and he's playing great. And James Johnson, you know, he's a first-round pick with that 41-inch vertical jump and those kickboxing skills. So I still think you have to go with Carolina and Duke right there. But Florida State across the board, you know, they do seem to be a pretty athletic team. And they're a team that can beat any ACC team. I mean, obviously they had Carolina on the ropes earlier this year, but you know, before that last-second three-pointer by Lawson did him in.
CC's on point today. Chris Coleman, managing editor, TechSideline.com. We had Dan Bonner on, and we saw your feature that you did on Dan Bonner. That was quality, quality. I read that, Chris. That was a good read. But Georgia Tech at Maryland at Virginia, Mr. Bonner, who we have a lot of respect on this program for, Chris, said that these four games that he included the win over NC State before it went down, but he said NC State, Georgia Tech at Maryland at Virginia, that four-game stretch are virtual must-win games for the Hokies. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think he's pretty close to being accurate. You know, I think in a little short write-up I wrote for TSL Mel on Friday, I looked to the next five games, and I included that first game against Florida State in that five-game stretch and said Virginia Tech needed to go 4-1 in that stretch and, you know, take a loss anywhere in there, but they needed to win four of those basketball games. And, you know, I compare Tech to some of the other teams, the other middle-of-the-pack teams in the ACC, you know, such as Florida State, you know, such as Miami, and teams like that. And I compared their upcoming games and compared their opponents' RPI, and Virginia Tech's next five opponents, you know, counting, you know, yesterday's NC State game, their average RPI rating was in the 90s, whereas everybody else, their opponents' average RPI rating was, you know, around 43 or higher. You know, I think Boston College, you know, on average, their upcoming opponent's RPI is like 19th. So the Eagles have a very tough stretch, whereas, relatively speaking, Virginia Tech has an easy stretch. They need to pull away from some of these other bubble teams here in the next couple of weeks while their schedule is a little bit lighter.
How much does it hurt Virginia Tech's NCAA tournament resume, Chris, knowing that they have zero marquee out-of-conference victories?
It hurts it to a certain extent. I think they have plenty of chances to get overall marquee victories, though. I think if they can pick up another top 50 win, and if Clemson and Boston College can do enough to stay in the top 50, which they currently are right now, that would give Virginia Tech four overall top 50 wins. And the Hokies last year were arguably the last team out with only one top 50 win. So I think, you know, right now with three top 50 wins, they're sitting in a pretty good spot. They're around 39th or 40th in the RPI. You know, if they can pick up another top 50 win or two, you know, in those last five games and have Boston College and Miami stay in that top 50, then they'll be in really good shape.
So, Mr. Coleman, that theory there is based on it's not how you start, it's how you finish that matters.
I think so. You know, it is about what you do overall more so than anything. You know, I think Virginia Tech, you know, closed strong last year, but the problem is, you know, they closed strong against a bunch of teams that finished just outside the top 50. You know, Wake Forest wasn't quite in the top 50 last year. You know, obviously Georgia Tech wasn't in the top 50 last year. The only top 50 win Virginia Tech got was against Miami in the ACC tournament. They came up 1 point short against Clemson. They came up 2 points short against North Carolina, and either one of those wins would have been enough to push Virginia Tech into the tournament. So it's not really about when you win. As far as I'm concerned, it's just about how many wins do you have.
Chris Coleman, managing editor, TechSideline.com, joining us here on the Jerry Miller Show, three states, five affiliates, the world at thesportsaddictnetwork.com at our disposal. I got Skinner of Boston College fame, Hamilton, Florida State fame, and Greenberg, Virginia Tech fame. Those three dudes, my shortlist ACC Coach of the Year. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I really respect the job that Leonard Hamilton is
Me
doing
too.
This year. Yeah, he's a. I mean, that's a team. You look at some of the guys they've lost over the last couple of years. You know, a guy like Jason Rich, who was a terrific player. Not a lot was expected out of him this year. Everybody knew Tony Douglas was a terrific player, but I think he's playing even better than people thought he was capable of playing. But you know, they're just a complete team because, you know, besides Douglas, there aren't any stars on that team. But Hamilton's a guy who, you know. A lot of FSU fans want him out of there because they thought that he should have been in the tournament with Al Thornton and Jason Rich and that whole group. But, you know, he was never quite able to do it. But, you know, I think the overall team down there is better than it normally is, you know, even though maybe, you know, the superstar talent might not be there like it has been in the past.
Hokie Hank from Martinsville asks, is Malcolm Delaney a first-team All-Conference player? I'll throw my two cents on this, Chris, and then and I'll throw it to you. I don't see I love Malcolm Delaney. I just don't think he's in the same category as maybe a... I think Teague is the lockdown for the backcourt, first-team All-ACC, and that second spot could very easily go to a Lawson, could very easily go to a McClinton, a Tony Douglas. I think Malcolm being a sophomore works against him. Your opinion on the topic?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, not a lot of people had heard a lot about him until, you know, he dropped 37 points on Clemson a couple of weeks ago, you know. But I think if you look at his numbers, he's right up there. But this is a very guard-oriented conference. So I was actually looking at this a few minutes ago before you called, actually, and 9 of the top 10 scorers in conference play are either guards or wings. You've got Tyler Hansbrough in there at number 5 in the ACC in scoring in conference game, and then you got Jeff Allen at number 11. Everybody else is either a guard or a wing. So, I mean, this is a guard-oriented conference, and it really always has been in the ACC. You've got Tony Douglas up there. You've got McClinton. You've got Tyrese Rice. You've got Jeff Teague. You've got Malcolm Delaney. I mean, I think Teague is definitely in there. You know, everybody else, I think you could throw in, you could just throw in a hat and pick a name, but I think that's going to be a very, very close voting. I think you might see a 3 or 4 guard first team all ACC.
Well, I look at it like this, and Chris, your opinion. We got 60 seconds left, so we got to be quick. I go Hansbrough, Booker, and Singler of Duke fame. So if that's the front court, that leaves 2 in the back court. Do you see one of the big men, Booker, Hansbrough, or Singler, being left off first team?
You know, I think Trevor Booker's a guy that they could leave off. I think Singler, since he plays for Duke, I think he's definitely going to be on there. He's got the big name for playing for Duke. I think if there's any guy that's going to get left off right there in favor of one of the guards, it's going to be Booker. It's not going to be Tyler Hansbrough. It's not going to be Singler. Definitely not going to be one of those guys for a Carolina school. So I think Booker might be the odd man out there.
Chris, it's always a pleasure to interview you. You do the homework. This guy knows the ACC inside and out. Read his stuff on TechSideline.com right now. He's the managing editor of the website, newly minted managing editor, Mr. Coleman. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Jerry. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Coleman, excellent, excellent, excellent. Next segment, we will play the clip from the Kevin Ogletree interview. Virginia football or ACC fans, do not miss the honesty coming from a guy that is no longer involved with the program. That will be lead next segment. Headlines as well. It's the Jerry Miller Show. It's the best in sports talk radio.